Thank you for listening to Lone Star Community Radio. This program was broadcasted and recorded live from the LSCR studios in downtown Conroe, Texas. Lone Star Community Radio is supported by listeners like you. Donate and sponsor today. For more information on getting involved with Lone Star Community Radio, contact us at lscrstudios@gmail.com or visit us online at www.irlonestar.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Did I say good afternoon? I didn't. I made a word. Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you so much for joining the Cindy Cochran Show. So happy that you're here. I'm so happy to be here. I just got here. And luckily, the traffic wasn't too bad on 45, which is very strange, because normally, if you didn't have religion before, you would have after a drive on 45, especially if it's anywhere around lunchtime. Of course, now it's 2 o'clock, so everybody should have already had lunch. So the traffic was pretty good. But lots of times on that, you cannot tell why are we stopped. Why does this look like a hurricane is happening and y'all are all trying to get out of town? But, you know, I forgot to tell you, Richard, is that on the eclipse day, when I was going, coming in that morning, it looked just like there was a hurricane that was happening in Houston, and they were all trying to get out, and they were trying to go to Dallas. And I knew they're trying to get to Dallas before the eclipse happens. And I mean, there are people on motorcycles going in and out. Everybody's just way over the speed limit. And it was ridiculous. I hope they all made it, but it was horrible. I think people got out of Houston because we had such horrible cloud cover. Cloud cover. Say that three times, cloud cover. And so, anyway, I just wanted to let you know that. Don't look at me like you think I've taken something. Quit looking like
that. I hope you've taken something.
No, I haven't.
Don't you have don't you have like the old person thing where you have like 50 pills to take every day?
It's probably day in the morning and at night.
Okay, but not once.
No.
You don't just put it in a blender and just add some milk and ice cream and like, this is going down real good.
No, I just feel so bad for my kidneys. My kidneys must be going, stop it. Quit taking medication. We can't process all this soon enough.
Yeah.
That's
what they always wondered about, like, when you visit the doctor and they always keep giving you pills.
Yeah.
And at one point after, like, the 14th visit, they're like, you know you're giving me, I'm taking, like, 25 pills now. Oh, you are? I didn't realize that.
But answer me this. Do you think that doing gummies?
What are gummies? You mean like the Flintstone vitamin things?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. When you do gummies, like there's B12 gummies,
yeah,
and there's, you know, everything's almost gummies. Is that easier on your kidneys because you've taken that?
Well, first of all, Cindy, I'm probably the worst person to ask that question. I'm not going to pretend to know anything like that.
I bet I know who might pretend to know. Is our guest today.
Oh.
Ashley Shaw. Hello, Ashley.
Hello.
Thank you so much for being on. And now you're up on the screen and people can see you. So you're being live all over the world, especially in Russia. And so we feel like because you sit out there in the Conroe area of welcoming everybody in, and that you have to answer so many questions about Conroe, that we thought maybe you might know that. Are gummies easier for your kidneys?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I've never had a problem with my kidneys, but I have taken Flintstone vitamins since I was a kid.
The gummy part? Well, I just, a B12 gummies are delicious. I mean, I feel so bad eating them because
for some reason,
sweet.
Right when you said that, I imagined you driving and then you have like a big bucket of it from Costco and you're just eating them like candy. You're like, these are
you
just
could.
So good.
They
just
are
bring them
so
into the movie
good.
Theater with you, one of those movie theater candies you sneak in there?
No, I bring spaghetti
in
with me.
Yeah, she brings spaghetti.
Yeah,
I bring spaghetti. Don't ever go to the movie theater with Cindy, because you never know which, like, especially when I love it, because I think we've seen at least one movie together, and your purse is totally different.
We, I have never seen the movie.
Oh. I feel like we did, like, we went to the theater, but we didn't see the same movie. We, like, we've seen each other at the theater because we always go to the Grand.
Yeah.
Always. And, but she has this purse, so she usually doesn't have a purse. But when I saw her with a purse, I go, huh, I've never seen her with a purse before. I wonder what's in that purse. And then I want to say Chris was there, the manager. And I was like, hey, Cindy's here. How much do you want to bet she's got something in her purse?
I see Chris, the manager, was on the show. I had on the show and I wanted to ask him. I said, now let's just in case somebody brought in spaghetti to eat while they're watching the movie, would you throw them out if they were caught by one of the ushers? Would they just toss them out? How would they deal with that? And he said, well, I can't imagine anyone doing anything like that. I said, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I've got a confession to make. It's because I've done that before. I was just hungry, and so I brought in the spaghetti with me to eat it. But it's in a plastic bag, too.
That's what I love. It's like it's in a plastic bag, and you probably have like one of those giant forks because you have to get to the bottom of the bag. You probably have napkins all over your wrists.
Plastic bag, and if you puncture, it's really bad. Yeah. But
I think the worst thing I ever brought in was Buffalo Wild Wings.
You did?
Yeah. It was over there in Spring on Willowbrook area, and they have a Buffalo Wild Wings across the street. And it was one of those scenarios where, like, they never delivered my food, like, while everyone was still eating. And I was like, am I ever going to get my food? And the guy's like, oh, sorry. And they finally delivered it when we were checking out because we didn't want to miss the movie. And I was just like, I'm so hungry. I'm like, I'll just take this in.
Well, but now they finally learn that everybody's not going to just eat popcorn and candy. So they want something more substantial. So they started introducing pizzas and French fries. And
do they?
Yes.
Like the Grand has that stuff now?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I had no idea.
So,
Chris doesn't return my calls, so I haven't gotten up there.
I beg for him to come on my show. I beg him.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm going to be back in 2 weeks. He's always coming on in two weeks. And so I wanted to get him back. Anyway, so I have a reason for saying some of these things that are just gone because he starts talking. No, it's all
you can blame me for everything. I'm okay with that.
No, I get blamed for everything. I'm okay with that.
You know, I do have a question for you. I was thinking about you the other day. Who's your emergency contact now? That's Sam. Like, who's your emergency contact? You can put me if you need that.
Really?
Yeah.
You let me put your name and number?
Because I feel like you need somebody that actually will do something for you.
So what?
Because I feel like anyone else you put on the list won't really care what you're doing.
That's not true. I have grown children that call me every day. And when I've got
but do you want to put them on that list? I don't know.
Well, that's right. Let's see, how much will I leave them if I go on past?
Well, I'm not worried about any of that. I just meant more of like, I think I'll be an actual person that would help you with that.
Yes.
That whenever the gummies for your kidneys don't work anymore.
Yeah. She grabbed the wrong gummies.
She OD'd on gummies. I knew it. I just knew she was going to do that. No, because Richard is my BFF.
Yeah.
He's my office BFF.
What?
Best friend. Whatever. It's BFF. Best friend forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm your BFF in the office.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm also office mom and office grandma.
Yeah.
So I just cover all the bases to make sure he's okay.
Always have fun with Cindy, especially when we're not doing the show.
We sit and talk. We'll talk at home.
What I love is when we actually, remember we went to get the mead? We actually went to the firm?
Yes, yes.
And people were like, is this your date? I'm like, yeah, this is my hot date. And she didn't even know what mead was. And so I'm sitting there drinking it. And she's like, does that get you drunk? I'm like, let's hope so.
Because we had Armando Nino, mm-hmm. and they came in and they were talking about this drink fest they're having, and they started talking about mead, and I thought they were saying meat, and so I'm listening to them and went like, I wonder, barbecue, what are you, and finally, this doesn't make any sense at all, and so I said, what are you saying, and they said, mead, I went, what's a mead, and they said, that's What was the meat?
It's honey. It's basically honey? Fermented honey, but different styles.
Anyway, so it's
So I finally took her over there. I was like, you got to come check this place out.
Yeah. And so, yeah.
And she doesn't drink at all, by the way. So really? She wouldn't even try it. I was like, you can try it.
But wasn't I just a great fun date even
it was
without
fun.
Drinking?
It was okay. fun. I made her sit in the edge of the seat because there was a concert going on. And I'm like, here, you got to sit on the end. So she's like barely sitting on it. And I'm like, I'm the one drinking, so I get to use the table. You're not drinking, so you don't get to use the table.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but he knew that I would always be able to drive him home.
Yeah, the firm is great. The firm is a great place if you like meat.
No, it is.
It's an acquired taste.
If you like meat.
The Texas Renaissance Festival's also got some very good meat.
Well, I think they make it.
They do.
I think the firm makes it, or they're part of like the groups that make it for the festival.
Really?
Yeah, I remember Mike was telling me about that because I was like, because they bottle a lot there, and the only time I've ever been there is they use it on the draft, which is a completely different process. So I never actually like sat down with a bottle of mead before, and he was telling me, he's like, yeah, we don't really have that much because we're literally sending it all over to the Renaissance Festival.
Oh. Well, we've gone 19 minutes without mentioning our sponsor. And I know we're going to talk about sponsors that you're going to have for your project. But, yeah, you want to talk about this? Anyway, Chris Wooten Financial Group is our sponsor.
That's great.
Have you talked to Chris?
I haven't talked to Chris.
Is he coming back?
This week has been really bad for me. I don't know why. I'm, like, behind on everything.
Okay. I've got to go talk to him after this. So I'm meeting with him all the time. It's just like, you know, he thought he had enough of me coming in once in a while to do the show, but now it's like.
Well, now he's actually calling you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you doing? Are you okay? Okay. No, he doesn't call me. I have to call him. Anyway, so Chris Wooten is a great guy. You can call him, and he'll do a meeting with you to talk to you about your finances. And I've told everybody.
Financial planning. That's the key word.
Your finances, financial planning.
Planning. There's a big difference. We can talk about my finances, but you want to call him if you want to plan your finances.
Yeah, it's called plan finances, yeah. Like Planned Parenthood, like plan your finances.
Yeah, just go to his website. I put a link there for the people. But I also put a link for the scavenger hunt.
Hey, speaking of the scavenger hunt, I'm so glad that...
She's just sitting here.
Audrey's here with me.
Audrey, is that her name? I knew this was going to happen.
No, I'll tell you why this is happening, because Andrew Yusey told me her first time. I said, now, what is her name? And he said, Bonnie. And I went, okay, Bonnie.
And he does that to you all the time to mess
yes,
with you. You know,
he's
like
that.
That's what I love. Like Andrew does that every single time to Cindy. Uh-huh. And I'm like, how do you not learn? He's messing with you every time he tells you someone's name.
It was a guy that was a manager. He was a something.
It was great. Whatever.
It
happened at least three times.
A councilman. And he told me he was a football player, a star football player or something. He was one of the Conroe
City Council
Waterworks or something. Yeah, something he did. And so I'm saying, so you are, and I'm going through the, he goes, what are you talking about?
She believed that he was an NFL, yeah, a former retired NFL
so
kicker or something like that.
Yeah. So I should have known that.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Shelly's name was Shelly. She looked more like a Shelly than a Bonnie to me. Okay, so Shelly Hall is our person with here.
That's not right. You're talking about Kelly Hall.
Shelly.
It's Ashley. It's Ashley.
Like Hall. Ashley. I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Maybe you are taking something. Well, I mean, what's the deal here? You don't remember having this conversation about how to spell her name? I think that's why I know she messed up, because she sent me the wrong spelling of your name,
uh-huh.
Ashley. And I told you this before off the air.
That's what I'm
So doing. I knew that was going to screw her up. Now it's already...
I mean, it's better than Andrew calling me LaQuanda.
I like that.
Whenever she first asked what my name was.
Yeah. And she believed it, too. So
yeah.
Ashley Shaw is in the studio from the Conroe CVB.
A.S. Ashley Shaw is in the house with us, and she has all the facts and figures and the knowledge of what we're going to be talking about today. She's not going to make it up or anything. This is something that's really true.
What a great start.
Like,
you want me to do the interview, Cindy?
Want me to do it? You know, I almost called you, because especially if Andrew was going to be in here, I knew that you could handle him. But not many people can. I know that you can. You probably got his number right.
Well, she handles all the crazies that walk in here.
Yeah, I guess you could handle anybody that if you can handle
Andrew. She and Frank. I mean, they're the front line protectors of the Connors Hour.
Frank, and what's Frank's last name again?
Oh, it starts with an I. That's all I know. It's like it's a French name or something. And
it is a French name?
It's a French name.
Oh. Well, he's right there. You can go ask him, Cindy. Okay, why don't you go ask him?
I'll be right back. Okay. Just bring him in here.
No. Someone's got to be out there, right?
Oh, yeah.
There he is. He's listening. Okay, here he is. Hold on. I got to let him in. Hold on. There we go.
Espaillat.
Yeah, there you go. Espaillat.
Espaillat.
No, there's no Z at the end.
Espaillat.
Tuh.
Espaillat.
He got a straggler.
Espaillat. Francisco Espaillat.
That's one thing I love out there is like everyone walks in there kind of going like, what is this place?
What is this place?
And then you have someone like Cindy who's always just wandering around.
I used to go out at the sidewalk in front of our old studio and ask people, they're looking around. I said, are y'all visiting here? I said, yes. Would you like to be on the radio? Come on in. And bring them in and sit down. And they go like, this is really radio? And I'm like, yeah, this is real live radio.
And she never got their names, which is great.
Ashley Shaw. I knew that. Okay. So anyway, Frank is great. Don't you love working with him?
Yeah, he's definitely a trip. You know, every day it's something new, like the door falling smack on the tile and scaring me worse than the thunder last night.
He considers your mother his mother. He said, just tell her son said to do this. And so is that somebody that works
someone's
here?
Someone's taking her picture.
Conroe?
Yeah, my mom works in the engineering department.
Now, the lady that was taking the picture of the door.
Do we know her?
That is Jade.
She can come in. She can come in.
Tell her come in.
I thought it was just a stranger.
Can't get her attention.
I don't like getting strangers in here sometimes because they start asking real questions.
No, it's just
is this where you pay your utility bill?
You're gonna make Francisco feel really bad because you're just taking somebody off the street and he's like, "Come on, how are you?"
She wants to take a good picture. She can come in.
You're with the Visitors Bureau.
Yes,
I saw your pictures. I was trying to take a picture of you because I didn't have a selfie to put on the thing. And so I'm waiting for the slide to go through. I know she's coming up. And I'm sitting in front of my TV at home. I go, click.
This is a real story.
Oh, no, I walked up because I had just walked in that morning. It was yesterday morning, and you're sitting at my desk, and you just got your phone propped up, and you're trying to get a picture of it. And I was like, well, I mean, I have a headshot that I can send you.
Yeah, you said, I really
That's why I told her. I was like, you really watched that slideshow until
I can tell you every bit about that slideshow. And you look so cute in the blue dress, and just going, she's going to have a baby.
I know. That was really fun, actually.
I'm so excited for you. You got to talk about that as well. Okay, well, first we got to talk about
Who's in the studio?
Scavenger, huh?
Who's in the studio?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is...
Oh, here we go. This is a great
Bonnie?
Game.
Are you Bonnie? No, she's not Bonnie. No. Andrew told me that her name was Bonnie or something when I first... Before I met her, and I thought, look like that name, but she's Ashley. She looks like an Ashley.
Yeah, this is Bonnie. I'm Clyde. So.
You are fast. Look at her. That's good. Okay, can you tell me your name?
I'm Jade Zeno. So I do the group sales up there with Visit Conroe.
Okay,
Jade.
Okay.
Like the stone.
Okay. I was going to make it Jay Z. So.
That's what I
there you go.
Jade.
There you go.
Jade. Like the stone. I like that. Mm-hmm. What's your last name?
Zeno.
Mm-hmm. Like Z I N O?
E. Z E N O.
Z E N O. Zeno.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like that. You still could call her Jay Z.
With that last name, Jay Z Zeno. Jay Z Zeno. It would be difficult. But, listen, we're so happy that you came in. Yes. Now, she wasn't expecting this, so she hasn't practiced her radio voice. Mm-hmm. But if you'll pull that mic, just point towards your mouth. So in case you're asked any questions.
You're funny. I got my own.
Okay.
You're in this with me now.
What's your name?
Oh, my name is... Oh, I love this. My name is... Don't tell me. Don't just stop. Cindy Cochran. That's why it's called the Cindy Cochran Show.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so...
Yeah,
it worked out well that way. Even though Richard thinks it's his show
It's a highlight of my day.
It is a highlight of his day. I get him off to a good start.
You have 25 minutes.
25 minutes.
Just
a scavenger
so
hunt is going
to
happen.
We got to talk about this.
We have to talk about the scavenger hunt. I'm sorry, Ashley. You've been such a great... You got to come in here. You guys just come in, and we just talk about everything that's happening, going on. Okay. I'll get you out of work for an hour, and it'll be fine.
Works for me.
Okay. So, all right. We're having a scavenger hunt on what date?
So, it's going to launch April 14th. And then I'm going to be publishing the lists and the collectors where people can submit their pictures into. That's going to be going live April 12th, but it doesn't start until April 14th.
Okay.
It's really cool, by the way. I put a link to it.
You know what he said yesterday?
What
he
said?
On tape. I'm in. I'm going to do it. Yeah. Didn't you say that?
Really?
Okay. So how does he sign up?
I have it right here.
So you don't sign up at all. It's a totally free activity. All you would have to do is just click on that link, and then you'll have all the information, layouts, all that sort of stuff. We do invite all amateur photographers as well as professional. So amateurs, really, it's just a little fun activity that they can, take part in. And then for professionals, whether they're sole proprietors or if they work for a business, it's a good way for them to get their name out and just get them more traffic flow for their business.
And
we know what this is really for. It's for their social media. So they can use cool photos. And they don't have to go take the photos.
Yes,
we know what this is really about.
Because Andrew's pretty cheap. And if you just go out there and just let we know it. It's okay. It's an excuse why the picture doesn't look like my portraits that I take.
Well, one question I have is I'm reading there's a professional link and then there's an amateur link.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and what you're trying to do is on April, May, October, December, there's going to be one of these scavenger hunts.
Yes.
And it's going to have a theme.
Yes.
So what is the theme for April 14th through the 21st?
So it's going to center around the Montgomery County Fair.
Oh.
So, yes. The way that I position, the way that I plan around the sessions is I want to make sure that there's a big event going on during the session. So for May, Biggest Texas is coming.
Yeah.
Since it's the first time that Conroe is hosting something that big, that'll be a good way for us to get more content from it. And then October, I'm thinking it's probably going to be the Catfish Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And then December... Of course, you got the Christmas parade and all that and the tree lighting ceremony. Of course, I don't have the dates for that yet. So
are you
going to
do things like, okay, are you doing a little poem or some kind of stuff? Don't look at me like that. I'm asking the question.
What do you mean,
I'm
poem?
An interviewer.
Poem what by Jay-Z.
What poem are you? This is a photography
Let
thing.
For the people going out to try and find the items that they want to have photographed, are you doing any kind of like a tease? Are you doing something like you're going to just give them a hint of what to do? A clue? Is going to be clues or what?
So you're talking about the list items and what to find, right? Okay, so for right now, I've got a bunch of items that you can only find at the county fair.
Right.
And then I have some items that you would, you know, find anywhere in downtown Conroe. So, for example, one of the items is blue bonnets. So anywhere that has blue bonnets, that's in Conroe. Since the county fair is hitting tomorrow, we do have an art bench that is specifically for the county fair, and it's decorated as such. So that's another item. But the very last item is more of a challenge. So I give a description of what it is and the history behind it, if there is any history, and then people have to figure out what it is and where it is, snap a picture of it, and of course, if they get it right, then...
So they have to research it.
They do.
But what you've done right here, right now, is that you've given them...
Some clues.
Told them what they could go be getting right now. So they've left their house now. They've gone out, and they're starting to take the pictures of the different things you said. Is that okay? Will they be
Well, the collectors aren't up yet, so they don't have a way of submitting them. But if they want to save them when the collectors do go up.
Okay. So what are the collectors? Are they stores? Who are the collectors?
So they're little submission boxes. So all they would have to do is just click a little upload button, I believe, is going to be what's on the collectors. And then they have to give their first and last name and their email address. That way, if we select them to win a prize, then we can email them and say, hey, your photo's been chosen. You're going to be presented a prize. Not only that, but your picture is going to be used for CVB marketing purposes in our flyers and our brochures.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What perks she has. Yeah. Those perks are great. I mean, really and truly.
Can you just do both professional and amateur?
Okay. So we'll be doing, so the professional is going to be a little bit different.
Yeah.
So after each session for the amateurs, then we'll go ahead and, you know, give them the little prize. It could be a CVB mug, t-shirt, a bag, you know, whatever we decide will be the first and second place. But for a professional, we're going to wait until the end of the year, and there's going to be one grand prize for the overall picture for the professionals.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay, well, that's...
Andrew's going to get so jealous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to just... And they'll paint you on the side over there with the with all the stars. You'll be painted.
You mean the famous Conroe people over there?
Yeah.
Over there off the 202? I don't know if they're there anymore. Yeah, they are. I think so.
They wouldn't have painted over them. Oh, my goodness.
Well, they're posters. They're not really paint.
Oh, I thought it was paint. I thought they painted it right on the brick.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Cindy wants to be on there.
You never know. You may end up on there.
See, I really want to do a fake one for her and be a mugshot.
Oh, my.
And it'd be like, have you seen this person?
She might be in the movie theater with a bag of spaghetti.
Yeah. Last scene. Last scene. With a bag of spaghetti.
That's terrible. Well... But it's okay. You just, you know, once in a while, you find somebody that is in Conroe or that is in Willis that, you know, could be on that wall. You don't know. So, you know, they've never said what the criteria is.
No, that's just, I laughed because when they announced they're doing, like, Roy Harris and stuff like that, and I go, all those people don't live here. Mm. Like, I don't think any of the people that are on that wall actually live in Conroe right now. Like, I know the race car guy or the biker guy does not. I know the literary woman does not.
But they're from.
Like, oh, man, they were born here. And then 2 years later, they moved.
Yeah.
Let's give them a cool mural.
In Conroe.
Yeah, in Conroe.
We'll see.
I just found that funny every time
It is.
Because we cover those events. And I'm like, they don't even live here.
You what did?
Oh, yeah.
Did they show up?
Yeah, they would show up for, you know, unveiling them. But then it's like, oh, now I'm going back to L.A.
Yeah, I got a plane to catch. I gotta get out of here. I'm gonna take the Conroe connection right over.
Well, we'll make sure you. We'll make sure you're in Conroe. We'll put you in the jail. We'll make sure you're in the jail.
Okay. There you go. They probably like how many hours do you spend in Conroe a week?
Me?
No.
Are those people?
Yeah. Wow. Those people that are that could become famous on the wall, but that they won't. That's not going to have anything to do with the scavenger hunt, is it?
No, not at all.
Well,
how do we get?
I want to let people know. I put a link to the scavenger hunt, so if you really are interested in participating, there's a link in the description. So that way, we're not giving
Ashley
any wrong.
Ashley's time hasn't been totally wasted.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
And so, anyway, but aren't you glad you came?
Yes. I wanted to get some snaps, but...
You're always welcome.
Yeah.
Yes. This is.
I thought you were trying to pay your utility bill. That's why I was like, oh, I don't want to let this person in because... I'm sorry.
I saw the time and I was like, oh, my goodness, because I was going to take some pictures. Yeah. But, yeah, I was like, let me just take it from outside.
Does your family live here?
No. So I commute every day from Magnolia.
Oh, okay. Well, tell them way out there in Magnolia, tell them that you're going to be on YouTube and Lone Star Radio, Lone Star Community Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your name? Yeah. Lone Star Community Radio.
Yeah.
His name's Jay-Z.
That you're going to be on that show today that we did today, and they can watch you.
The show's still going on.
I know.
Right
it's
now.
I know, but she can't call him right now, and it's live right now. But it'll be it'll be dead by the time.
Yeah.
No, and so tell them that they can watch it and see you. And
yes, I will.
So you're going to be on, and just right now you're going all over the world because on the internet. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, see, I didn't want to oversell it.
She's, you know, it's funny. She's been doing this with me for, what, 10 years?
Oh.
Well, there's some things you want to remember and some things you want to forget. So that's
just what the gummies are for, right?
Those CBDDDD gummies are amazing. Are just kicking in.
Oh, love it. Well, the scavenger hunt looks cool. So from what I understand is, like, you'll announce what it is on the 14th.
Yes.
Like the whole list will be available the 14th?
So the whole list is going to be available this Friday. That way everybody can look and see, okay, this is what I need to find. And then the collectors will also go up. We do get that there may be some people who submit it on the 12th. But since the 14th falls on a Sunday, I won't have access to publish them. So figured 2 days in advance. You know, should get a set.
I'm trying to picture, you know, like, okay, it comes out on the website, right? Mm-hmm. The list. Okay, so they're all waiting, and they hit it, and then here comes the list. Mm-hmm. And they start saying, okay, here's the list. Da, 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 da. Or they have it on the phone, too. They can have the website on their phone. Okay.
Yes.
So, and they're flooding into the downtown area, and they go, they say, there's the bench, get the bench. And they're all shoving each other. Well, you have security ready to go to watch out for these people that just get a little bit too rambunctious about it.
Well, we don't have security for that. So
okay.
My best advice is to be polite. Don't get rambunctious or anything. We don't need anybody hurting themselves over, you know, CBB merchandise.
See, when she said it, it sounded like she said CBB. Okay. But that's what I'm wondering is if they just go crazy going everybody's trying to get the same picture and all. Does that
You got to be original, though.
It's a scavenger hunt.
So if you see someone doing something, you're like, okay, I got to get a different angle or something, you know?
See, yes. That's what people need. You need to be creative with it. And
You'll be great with it. You got your new phone.
That's true.
It's true, yeah.
Yeah.
See, and I mean, you don't have to just take a picture of the bench by itself. You could be sitting on the bench taking a selfie.
Put your kid on the thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you can, there's so many things that you can do. I mean.
See, you need to make those suggestions so people, because a lot of people just don't have that kind of creativity and thinking about that. They're just going to take you a plain old picture of that. Mm. But you can, you know, put your animal on it and put your dog on it put your dog and take it home with you, take it and then take it back and make sure you put it back. Okay.
The only
any of these things with you.
The only thing that we ask is you keep it PG.
Of course.
The pictures PG.
What happens in Conroe stays in Conroe.
If it's right. Look at that left right eyebrow. She is telling you something.
Well, I was already going to my one for the bench, I was going to do the thinking man pose.
See, there you go.
The naked.
The naked
man? I don't know about that.
You ever seen that statue?
He's going to
The thinking man?
No, I thought you said the naked man. Oh, okay. Yeah. What's this?
But the thinking man. Oh, my gosh, you guys. I'm trying to bring culture to Conroe
here.
Wait
a second. Who are you involving in you guys? Because I know what the thinking man is.
Or the thinker.
He's not wearing anything.
Yeah, that was a joke, Cindy.
Well, I
that
said
was
naked,
the joke.
And you said no thinking. Man. Okay.
Terrible.
In this heart, we're only like 3 feet apart. And I'm like, what are you talking about? What are you saying?
So the list, the bench has somewhat, that particular bench has something to do with the county fair.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's designed, like, because every bench has a little cool design.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I had a great idea for the one that looks like oil. There's like an oil-filled one. I was like, you should put a sensor in it. Where, like, if you sit on it and it waits like 15 seconds and then like an oil spill. Like the noise happens and they freak out. They're like, "What is that noise?"
Snap the picture right as they
freak out. There's a train one.
Yes.
So you do like you put an actual train horn in the bench. So like you wait till they sit for 15 seconds, it just blares out.
And this little lady goes,
Oh, yeah. No, we don't need that.
I'm excited about the fair, though. The fair is going to be a lot of fun. I plan on going to the barbecue, at least the barbecue.
Yeah.
That's next week. That's not this week.
Because a lot of things are happening. Today is the...
I think it kicks 10th, off today.
Right?
Mm-hmm. It kicks off...
Well, I mean, they're open today. They're, yeah. Meaning, like, there are people are loading and because they're getting ready for the livestock and all that kind of stuff. So, technically, they're not open, but if you're participating, you're going to be there.
Well, tomorrow... Mm-hmm. The Bob Seger Play Like Band is going to be doing the concert.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I knew all
that's
about
here,
that.
That's here, not at the county fair.
Huh?
That's not at the county fair.
I've been saying that. I said tomorrow the event is the Thursday night concert.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I was so excited about seeing Bob Seger and finding out who he was and his songs and everything. And Richard was sweet enough to say, I'll take you. You can go with me over there. And I'm so sweet. And then he broke it. He just broke it.
Wow.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just so mean and so cruel. But it's okay.
Do you want to go to the barbecue thing with me? I have a couple of buddies that are having tents. I figured you'd love that.
He's trying to make sure I get out once in a while.
Well, I just know that you would love a scenario like that.
Yeah, that would be, you know, that would be fine with me.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be hurt again by you saying, look, we're not going. No, we're not going to go do that again.
I didn't want to go.
Huh?
I just didn't want to go. I overcommitted with my time. Okay?
I just had a lunch and learn about this. Uh-oh. Saying no. Topic.
Does it say learn to say no?
Or does it say yes and then say no like 5 days later?
It was something like that. Ooh.
That's basically what I did.
It's like being confident about saying no.
It's okay. Yeah. But he knows, but that's the point is he knows that I understand whatever, you know, he thinks is right. And if he's got something better to do and someone a lot younger to go there to that place with, that I'm excited about that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Totally blessed that.
Better be careful out there.
We're trying to.
I got a jealous grandma.
Yeah. I love his grandma, and I'm so.
I'm
happy.
Talking about you, Cindy.
Oh. I thought you were talking about your grandma. Oh
no, you said you were my office grandma.
Oh my god, she forgot.
Oh.
Okay.
We're gonna have a surprise guest next week. It's gonna be some memory doctor. I'm like, Cindy, I want you to meet somebody.
We already found out how long my memory is. It's from my front door to the
to the before street. The trash cans. That's right. For sure.
I put two trash cans in my back of my trunk one day. Mm-hmm. This is a famous story.
Great.
And
it's
the
great
two trash story. Cans stuck in the back of the trunks open. And I drive down to the street. We're about 500 feet from the street. So I drive down the street, turn, and come here. Mm-hmm. And people are waving at me and honking at me. And I'm going, well, they recognize me from the show. This is I park. And I get out. And I went, what's the trunk doing open? I come around. I went, I never put the trash out. So... that's how far my memory I figured out. It's 500 feet. And that's about it.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, her trash cans were in her car. I was like, you know, the trash cans are in your car, right?
Oh, what? No.
What? At least somebody didn't yell at you like, you're trash. And you're thinking they're
talking
trash.
About. Yeah, trash.
They probably were.
You're trash.
Your show's trash.
Oh, no. Not the show.
Oh, I love it.
Don't rope the show.
I love it. The Cindy Cochran Show every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Your car.
Brought to you by the Wooten Financial Group.
Are we signing off?
We're about to.
Okay.
We got about 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Okay, 5 minutes. Thank you guys so much for coming.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Anytime you have a project, anytime something's coming up, y'all want to advertise it, or you have some employee or something that you want to highlight what they've done and all that, please let us know. We love that kind of stuff.
Perfect.
And we will embarrass them as much as we have you. We will try and do that. But no, I really appreciate you because I know y'all are busy, busy, busy. And I thank you. And Frank, I'm just so glad that you were listening and that you took this in. And we'll have to show you Frank because, you know, all the women out there are going like, what does he look like? He's French? Okay, we need to see him. Is he not French, though, is he?
No,
is he French?
No. Not at all.
I mean,
What?
I'm just going with it.
Well, I mean, but he has such a cool name.
That's why I want you to interview Paulette, the cafe people across the street. They're actual French, and they can't understand a word they say, and it would be great for Cindy to kind
of... I have been practicing on my French, and then I'm going to go talk to them.
So a French accent is the same as speaking French? Is that what... Is that?
I kind of crossed...
yeah, I crossed the line there.
I crossed some borders there, but that's okay. I'll practice. Okay, allons en France, deux, plat, trois. See, I know some French.
I know, you took French.
Yeah, took French. Yeah. See, he knows so much. That's what's so bad, is that you just know too much. And I'll start telling the story, and you'll go, I've heard it.
Heard this one before.
This is,
but the trash can one's great, though, because it's just like you're like every, like one out of 20,000 times you actually did that. Because every other time you put the trash out, like put it on the curb. Right. But that one time it was like, you know, you have trash cans in the back of your car, right?
I mean, and somebody say, like, they're thinking that those big ones, mm-hmm. but they were
the metal
like
35 ones, right?
Gallons. Yeah. That's why they both fit in the trunk. So, anyway.
Tomorrow you're going to have a guest on, right? We're going to try to have a guest on tomorrow.
Okay. We are having people from the library.
The Montgomery County Library, specifically.
Montgomery County Library.
Just trying to be specific.
And I keep calling it the Conroe Library.
Well, there is yeah, the main one is right here. It's called, like, the Montgomery County Conroe Library or something like that.
Yeah, with all the flags and everything all close to it, right?
The flag park and the Veterans Park is right there. And
Speaking of veterans and speaking of first responders and military, the policemen, the teachers, the moms, everybody.
The CVB.
Responds first to a problem. Mm-hmm. Are all first responders, and we just love you so much. We really do appreciate the firemen and the police and all that that keep us safe here in the Montgomery County area. We know that you are so brave. We appreciate you. Okay, so anyway, thank you, Chris Wooten and Wooten Financial Group, for sponsoring our show. We just hope you come back and do it again. I love you, and say call somebody you love. Okay?
Tomorrow, 2 o'clock.
Don't go away.
Every week, people ask the same two questions. Are they ready to retire? Will their savings last for their lifetimes? Hi, this is Chris Wooten with Wooten Financial Group. Our firm has been in Montgomery County for decades, but the hopes and dreams of the people we serve never change. We help answer these two questions and many more that people have about their uncertain financial future. We have a simple introductory client experience that allows us to get to know the client and includes a few meetings for the client to kick the tires at no charge. We provide a concise, one-page summary that helps the client get a better handle on which questions are the right questions for them. To learn more about Wooten Financial Group's process in helping their clients to a clearer financial future and to see their contact information, visit Cindy Cochran's show page on irlonestar.com/TCCS. Wooten Financial Group is a proud sponsor of the Cindy Cochran Show. Wooten Financial Group is available by phone at 936-449-5952 or visit them on the web at www.wootenfinancial.com. That's www.wootenfinancial.com.
This program is sponsored by the Wooten Financial Group. It is not the intent of Wooten Financial Group to render or offer personalized investment advice or financial planning advice through this radio program or any related website. Wooten Financial Group's participation in this program is limited to providing general information on financial matters and should not be construed as financial recommendation or investment advice. Investment advisory services are offered through Game Plan Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission and the state of Texas. Insurance services are offered through Wooten Financial Group, Inc. Game Plan Advisors and Wooten Financial Group, Inc. are affiliated through common ownership, and neither firm is affiliated with the Cindy Cochran Show. No listener should assume that any information presented and or made available on this program serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized individual advice from Game Plan Advisors, Wooten Financial Group, or any of their representatives.
We have the safest food supply in the world.